Our guest today is Monica Supra. She's the co-founder of the Mediation Academy. You've been a lawyer, you've been a publisher, a writer, all these things, Monica.
Well, I haven't been a lawyer, but I have been a writer, an editor and publisher, and all of those things, but okay. I did study law, yes.
Wonderful. Okay, so of course, don't assume, but all those exciting creative things. You are the co-founder of the Academy. It's, as the name suggests, it's about, alternate dispute resolution and mediation, specifically in the areas of family law and divorce. And you and your co-founder, a gentleman by the name of Barry Gravenstein, have created this amazing app. It's a free app, and it's used to calculate child maintenance.
Yes, that is exactly it.
Right. Now, I clicked through the links. I watched your YouTube video. It's incredibly exciting. And so basically what this app does, people get divorced. It's a sad reality. Married couples become divorced couples. Their children involved many times. And one of the problems and one of the sources of conflict is about how to calculate maintenance and how to do it in a fair way and in a sustainable way so that both parents can buy into it and it doesn't become something that heads for the courts and becomes more costly.
Yes.
And you launched this app about a month ago.
Yes, we did.
And wow, it's only been a month, but already there's so much buzz and there's some and you've been growing partners and there's been more interest. Can you tell me as of now, what's happened for you and this app this week, last week? Who are your new partners? Who's been buying in?
Well, I must say, we have had way more interest in people wanting to become mediators, especially because it is an online course and it's easily accessible and you study at your own pace. People do tend to want to help other people and other families in need. And the maintenance calculator just makes it so much easier for them. It takes out all the math, which is a big problem in South Africa, unfortunately. So we have seen some more interest.
All right. So you've just mentioned an important part of the business and the whole equation here. It's not just about the app. The technology is great. It works on smartphones. It works on feature phones. It works on smart TVs. As you say in your video, anything with a screen.
Yes.
And some very smart development went into the back end. It works. You've got a spreadsheet in Excel and all the fancy equations, but in the front end, the mediator and your academy is not just about, it's also about training and growing new mediators.
Yes, okay. That's our main goal.
Okay. This is so interesting because I've seen on Twitter people fighting over maintenance. And it's a crazy thing. So I remember even this one celebrity was saying that her child needs 20,000. So she was blasting the baby daddy for not paying.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, my child needs 20,000 a month. And she literally, because everybody was like, are you mad? Why would a three-year-old child need 20,000 for maintenance? And she literally broke it down. And
Montessori
and
fees.
Guys, I understood.
Yes.
I was it is very expensive, but how do you get people to come to that, that point where they actually, negotiate? Because now the thing is, this guy was saying, but I don't earn as much money to be able to support this child 20,000 rand a month. How do you get people to that point?
That's the thing about mediation is both parties have to agree to actually mediate. And as a mediator, you can't pick sides. You can't represent just one party.
Yeah.
And that's where the calculator comes in because it also makes sure that the maintenance you pay is sustainable and that one parent doesn't go broke at the end of the month and they can afford to pay that payment every month.
Can you use these results though, for example, in court?
Yes. The app's form was created on the same basis as the court's form so that they fall in. So it's exactly the same. So you can take that, you can go to court, your mediator can set it up for you and the court can, it, the final decision is still with the court.
Nice. Yes. I love these apps. It's like the Lobola app.
It is a Lobola app.
There is a Lobola app.
So what, you calculate? Would you calculate based on the women's education level?
All of those things. Whether she has children.
Amakasa and Amadou, the same when it comes to the bride price. Yes, we might need one. But in all seriousness, Inati, I watched there's a 10-minute YouTube video that explains everything.
Yeah.
That's created by Barry, the co-founder and your business partner. And it takes through just an example, a fictitious mother and father, the one earns this, the one earns this. The father contributes towards the medical aid, a portion goes to the kid. And then they look at the salary and they look at even maintenance that's in arrears. And you come up with a budget, and if it doesn't work, if internally it means, the amount committed by the father or the mother is more than their salary, then it takes you back to the first step and you work something out.
Yes.
But what I really, really liked, Monica, is that the stats given by Barry in the video, the compliance, the buy-in, the virtuous rather than vicious cycle of, okay, both parents say this is going to work, we're going to stick to it. And by compliance, I mean the fact that maintenance is paid regularly, yeah. It's paid in full. There's not a default compared to going the court route where it becomes ugly and combative and acrimonious and one of the parents feels that they've been cheated,
yes.
And the kid suffers. So this is not just, I mean, this app is many things. It's a problem solver. What's the phrase that Barry used? A diffuser of these psychosocial issues that hit the child. It's a job creator. How many new mediators do you have now since you launched the app that you've trained or at least that have been through the academy that you've trained on the app?
I honestly can't say.
Okay. Is it more than, never mind. But there's huge potential. And what else can you tell us? I'm just sort of recounting all of your successes, but what other things are in the pipeline? Can you tell us? Because I see in the video and on the website you're hinting that there's bigger things to come. Can you tell us about that yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, when can you come back and tell us?
As soon as we have everything on the table, I'll make sure you'll be the first to know. But yes, I'm just, in general, I'm very excited about mediation and making life easier for people and really creating some jobs out there.
So does the app contain, when you do the calculations, can you add in the calculation, for example, the dad is married to someone,
yes.
And he's not earning as much, whatever, and he's married. So do you include the income of the spouse? How does that work?
We include the income of, say, the dad. And we take into account how many people are living in his home. How many children are in that home.
Yeah.
And that's also monthly contributions that he'll have to make. So it has to be deducted.
But now, would you include stuff? Because I know in the courts, I've heard that... if, for example, because my dad, I went through the court system with maintenance, and I was told that, well, if my dad can't afford, then his wife would have to pitch in. I don't know if it's maybe based on, how they married, the contract, if they married in community or property or anything like that, but that is what I heard. Is that true?
It all depends. It does depend on the contract, on the way you are married.
Yeah.
But mostly you can't expect...
Yeah.
A new spouse to for your child.
But would you guys include it if that's the case?
It will be included, but it will mainly be negotiated in this case.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But you have to see this app, Sinati. it doesn't just calculate the financial contributions, but it also calculates how many days per year the kid spends with each parent.
Oh.
And you can also prorate the contributions of each parent in proportion to how much time the kid spends with mom or dad. Well, I guess these days with dad and dad or mom and mom. So you can say the parent that has primary custody or sole custody pays a greater proportion. But this is obviously all negotiated between the parents.
Yes. Well, the app is written on the pro rata principle. So basically the parent who earns more income, they have to pay more maintenance. That's unfortunately how it works. Unfortunately, in some cases, people were very upset about that. But
some parents feel they're penalized for doing better. But that, it's about the kid here, and it's about
the children. Yes.
It's about making this very painful process a bit less painful and a bit more seamless.
Yeah, and it can be very painful,
yeah.
And there's usually a lot of anger.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just not a nice, especially for the child. To, it's not a nice thing to have to go through.
Yeah, especially when there is sometimes there is a cycle that happens, like. One parent says, I don't want to pay maintenance. And the other parent says, okay, but I'm withholding contact. And
yeah.
In the end, it's the child
yes.
that suffers. It's not the parents that suffer.
Yeah.
It is the children.
So I think this is such a good thing. Before you guys go to the courts and now there are warrant of arrest and all of that. So, so yeah, no, it's, yeah, I'm definitely for this app.
It sounds great. With us still in studio is our guest of the hour, Monica Supra. She's the co-founder of the Mediation Academy. And the Academy has invented a free app for calculating child maintenance. We had a question, Monica, on the chat line. Jeff Peterson has, via Telegram, said, what is the app called? And I realized we forgot to give all the details. The app's called the Zero Math Maintenance Calculator.
Or also known as the Mediation Academy Maintenance Calculator.
Yeah, it's the app invented by the Mediation Academy. You can check out their details, the details of the app and the founders and of the Academy itself at mediationacademy.co.za.
Yes.
Are there any more contact details we've left out, Monica?
Well, if there are any questions or anything, you can always email us on info@mediationacademy.co.za. Or visit our website and see how you can register, or just check out where you can find a mediator or how the app works.
Yeah, and if you want to be a mediator, if you'd like to be trained on the app, that's something that also that you're looking to do at the Academy, is to increase the number of mediators.
Yes.
One thing that you said in the YouTube video is that there's a shortage and there's a backlog in the courts, that
yes.
the public sector, the public courts have to handle all the child maintenance calculations and issues, and it takes a long time,
yes.
and the app saves you a lot of the time. But this is not really work that the private sector to date has taken up a lot of?
Mediation is, it's a really old concept actually in Africa, but in South Africa we find it quite new,
right.
especially in family law. And I must add that the backlogs at the courts are by no fault of their own. It's really, it's just too much.
Right.
They are just too much for them to handle at this point. And we are aiming to make life just a little bit easier for them.
Okay, that's a worthy goal. And I guess my other question on that, Monica, is you've reached out. I can see again through the YouTube video. You've reached out to the public sector. And typically things take a long time to filter through and to be approved and discussed. But have you had any feedback from the, let's say, Department of Justice and Constitutional Democracy?
We are speaking to the Department of Justice. We are waiting.
Okay.
But yes, we do have some. We are working with child welfare in Gauteng and the South African Association of Mediators and, you know, places like that. But we are in contact with the Department of Justice.
But as you said, it's not just about the department. There's many NGOs that do this very important time-consuming
yes.
work. There are private partners who could be interested as well in the private law sector and the rest of society.
Yes.
Monica, do you have anything else you'd like to tell us about the app or what's going on? We've talked about it for a while. It's super exciting.
Oh, we just want people to use it. Even just check it out. Even if you are not a mediator and you are at this moment struggling with maintenance, just check it out. See if you can work something out. Maybe you can work something out with your ex-spouse before you even need a mediator.
And definitely before you get to court and you have to pay
yes.
lawyers.
Exactly.
And it becomes very time-consuming and expensive and traumatic.
Yes. So, yeah, just check it out and see if it can work for you.
Monica Supra, co-founder of the Mediation Academy, thank you so much for coming in studio to chat to us this afternoon. And best of luck with this fantastic app, which...